Fake news is a huge problem on Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube. With the coronavirus's growing global concern, big tech isn't doing much to stop it from spreading, so it's up to you. At your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update, brought to you by T-Mobile, their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Pew Research found that 1 in 5 U.S. adults gets their news through social media. This is a huge problem, as big tech can't stop the spreading of fake news. One post called the coronavirus a fad disease and said the government had the patent on it. Another post claims oregano oil will prevent you from contracting it. A YouTube video accused a so-called deep state government of using the coronavirus to draw attention away from President Trump's impeachment trial. I saw a post that said you can get the coronavirus from drinking the Mexican beer Corona. When you see fake news, do us all a favor. Report it to the site. I'm Kim Komando. Hey, don't forget to get our other podcasts, Komando On Demand. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast player.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.